shot is good. Warriors have just got to keep Dominguez off the offensive glass. Three more opportunities by the Toros. And they're going to convert eventually. 2 points, Stanislaus lead, 6:45 remain. Dominguez with 15 now, I believe 16 offensive rebounds. Down on the block to French against Mitchell. Spins the other way. Good help defense that time by Lowe. Ball is volleyball. It ends up in the hands of the Warriors. Ordonio's got it, and now we'll reset. Will Stanislaus. Ordonio looks to penetrate. Cut off by Lowe. Lindsay, shake and bake inside the lane. Ball is poked away. Ends up back in the hands of Lindsay. Then it's on the floor again. Malachi Johnson's got it. His shot is good in the lane as the shot clock expires. Well, sometimes it's nice to be a little lucky. Luke, Lynn Bennett beats the penetration. Steven comes down. Nobody picks him up. He misses the three. Offensive rebound, no good. But Mitchell's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. And the Warriors just cannot secure a defensive rebound. Dominguez just flying to the glass. It's almost East Bay-like. Throw it up and crash the offensive glass. Mitchell to the line. Tonight, Mitchell's got 8 points and six boards, and he rolls home the first free throw. Mitchell, a 63% free throw shooter. His season high this year was against Stanislaus. He had 15 points against the Warriors down in Dominguez. Misses the second free throw, but another offensive rebound, this time by David Cheatham. Cheatham against Malachi Johnson, finds Mitchell. Back out to Lynn. Screen comes. Sanders back in the game. His three ball is going to be back iron, no good. High rebound. Guess what? Another opportunity for Dominguez, and Lynn gets the shot to go. Unreal. 59-58 Stanislaus. It is literally a 50-50 proposition when a shot goes up for Dominguez and they miss. 1 point Warrior lead. 5:15 remain. Down on the block to Malachi. Double teams coming. Somebody's open. It's Ordonio. Three ball. Got it! Taj from the left corner. Knocks down his fourth triple of the second half, and the lead is back to four. Lynn still in the backcourt. Double team comes. Gets it across to Mitchell. Finds Sanders. Right corner. Hounded by Malik Johnson. Sanders going to put it on the deck. He's going to go take it inside. Shot is going to be blocked. Gets his own offensive board. Second opportunity, no good. Third opportunity is going to be a foul. And back to the free throw line goes Dominguez. Third foul on Malik Johnson. Cheatham back to the free throw line. Cheatham 2 for 4 from the line tonight. Makes the first free throw, 62-59. 21 offensive rebounds for Dominguez. 13 of them in the second half. Makes both free throws, and it's 62-60. Warriors have been able to maintain the lead, but it hasn't been easy. Warriors with a 2-point advantage as we near the 4.5-minute mark. Lindsay gets it to Malik out high. To Ordonio off the curl. Taj takes it inside and lays it in. Like the Red Sea parted. And Ordonio's going to get called for the foul. Trying to pick the pocket of Stevens. And Deshaun Stevens will go to the free throw line. That'll be the 10th team foul. And it'll be two shots for Stevens. Stevens is an 82% free throw shooter. Not the guy you want to foul. Like the effort from Ordonia, but not in that situation. You don't want to foul 30 feet from the bucket. And Stevens misses the first free throw. Well, now if you're the Warriors, you've got to block out. The likelihood of Stevens missing both is very small. But it's been a weird night. Second free throw is good. 64-61. 3 points, Stanislaus advantage with 4:22 remaining. Dominguez just 65%, 13 of 20 from the free throw line. Warriors are 7 out of 12. Lynn hounds Lindsay out to Malachi. Tough pass. Nice job that time by French to save it. 10 on the shot clock, hounded by Mitchell. Lloyd's got plenty of time. Clear it out. Lindsay got to go down to Malachi. 3 on the shot clock. Fade away. No good. Ordonio has the offensive rebound stolen away by Mitchell. And here comes Dominguez. Penetration by Stevens. Floater in the lane is good. And it's a 1-point game, 64-63. 3:40 remain. Out to Malik. Back to Lindsay. 15 on the shot clock, where he's got to get some offense going here pretty soon. Lindsay thought about the three, thought better of it. Tries to go inside, and the ball is going to be stolen away, and Lindsay's going to foul Lynn in the backcourt. And when we come back after the final media timeout, it'll be 2 free throws for Luke Lynn. 3:18 to go. Stanislaus clinging to a 64-63 lead. We'll be back with more Warrior basketball right after these messages.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
64-63 Stanislaus. Luke Lynn to the free throw line. He's got 18 points tonight, 16 of them in the second half. He is 7 of 10 from the field. He is 3 of 3 from the free throw line. And the Warriors just getting killed on the offensive glass. 21 offensive rebounds, just 19 defensive rebounds for the Warriors. It's not much better on the other end. Stanislaus with 11 offensive boards. Dominguez has 16 defensive boards. It has been an offensive rebounding night. Luke Lynn, who has been a revelation the last 3 games, averaging 18 points a game. Guy came in, it was averaging 5.6, makes the first free throw, and we're tied at 64. Dominguez trying to get the lead for the first time tonight. Excuse me, since it was 2-0. Makes them both, and for the first time in a long time, the Toros up 1, 65-64. Warrior basketball, 3:10 to play. A lot of time to go. Warriors got to get something going offensively, though. Way out high is Malik. Off this curl is Ordonio. He'll take it inside, and he'll be have the shot blocked out of bounds. No call. Ordonio goes flying, and it'll be Stanislaus basketball with 13 seconds to go. And Coach Trev cannot believe there was no foul on that play. A lot of contact. Out high is Malachi to Malik. Backdoor Lindsay. 8 on the shot clock. He's got to go. Lindsay takes it inside, and the shot is blocked, and that will be a foul that time on Lynn. And to be honest, that had less contact than Ordonio. Third foul on Lynn. And Donye Lindsay go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Warriors trail by 1, 2:51 remain. Lindsay tonight, 2 points, both from the free throw line. First free throw is good. We're tied at 65. Makes them both. Warriors back up one. Lindsay a perfect 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. Lindsay will come out. Mark Jones will come in to play defense. Might see a lot of Lindsay and Jones swapping out here in the last 2:51 yet. Coach Triff says, don't go too far, Donye. I need you right here. Come here. DeStevens guarded by Jones to Sanders. Way out high, hounded by Ordonio. Sanders puts it on the deck, takes it inside, and there's going to be a foul on Malik Johnson, I believe. It is on Malik. That'll be his fourth personal. And back to the free throw line goes Josiah Sanders. And Lindsay will check back in for Mark Jones. That time Malik got it clean high, but then he came down with the hand as Sanders makes the first free throw. Sanders now with 10 points. First time he scored in double figures against the Warriors. But it hasn't been easy tonight. Josiah just 3 of 10 from the field. Tied at 66. Second free throw, short, no good. Volleyballed, chased down by Ordonio. And what are they going to call? Out of bounds, or are they going to call a foul? They're going to call out of bounds off of Ordonio. No foul. It'll be Dominguez basketball. Again, the Warriors cannot secure the defensive rebound on a missed free throw. Linda triggered in. Tied at 66. Cheatham. Pull up 15-footer. Got it. David Cheatham is a money player. And Dominguez up 2. 2:20 remain. Malik out high. Hand off to French. Tries to curl, takes it inside, penetrates, Euro step, misses it. Malik with the putback, can't get it to go either. And it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be off of the Warriors. Warriors had two gimmies, and they missed them both. Their hand went up. 2 minutes left. Dominguez leads by 2. It's their basketball as they bring it into the front court. Stevens to Cheatham. Sanders, guarded by Malik, who's got 4 fouls. Back to Cheatham. Down on the block to Sanders against Johnson. Sanders takes it inside, spins, goes baseline, and Malik swats it and tracks it down. Huge defensive play by the redshirt freshman. And it'll be Warrior basketball down 2 as we near the 90-second mark. Lindsay penetrates, cut off, back to French. Not good spacing right now by the Warriors. Now they get it back to Lindsay, 13 on the shot clock. Lindsay penetrates, takes it inside, gets it to go, and he is fouled. Donye got to the 10 and got it to drop. Foul is on Cheatham. That'll be his first personal 6-team foul. And Lindsay an opportunity to give the Warriors the lead once again with 1:20 remaining. Rattles thought about coming out and it dropped, and the Warriors a 1-point lead. 80 seconds left. 69-68. Warriors trying to get themselves back into the CCAA playoff picture. Dominguez trying to secure not only the 2 seed and a bye, but also a regional berth. And we're going to get a foul 25 feet from the basket on Malachi Johnson on the reach.
Warrior foul number 14, Malachi.
Well, the Warriors who committed 3 fouls in the first half have committed 13 in the second half. So Deshaun Stevens back to the line. Makes the first free throw. Stevens now with 10 points. But again, tough night. Just 4 of 13 from the field. Tie ball game at 69. 1 minute, 5 seconds remain. Makes both free throws, and the lead for Dominguez is 1, 70-69. Dominguez has taken 22 free throws here in the second half. Lindsay, out high. Screen comes, nothing there. Mitchell's got him, takes it inside, loses the basketball. Out of bounds, it'll be Dominguez ball. Still plenty of time, 48.5 seconds to go. Just the 4th turnover for Stanislaus here in the second half. Lindsay just got going a little too far. and the ball just slipped out of his hands. In other words, he's got to play defense and somehow find a way to secure a defensive rebound. You do not want a foul. Stevens penetrates. Now he takes a little floater lane and gets the shot to go. 29 seconds remain. Ordonia going to take it up. And they're going to take a timeout with 23 seconds left. 72-69 Dominguez. Stevens and Cheatham and Lynn doing what they do. Take a timeout. 72-69 Dominguez. Be back with the final 23 seconds right after this.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Back here at the Fitz, 23 seconds remain. The Warriors trail by three, 72-69. Decision time for Stanislaus. Do you try to get a quick two, try to force a turnover in the backcourt, and then foul? Warriors with one timeout remaining. Dominguez with two. Both teams in the bonus. Dominguez in the double bonus. They will shoot two free throws on every foul. Warriors, unless it's a shooting foul, will shoot one and one. French to trigger it in right in front of us. It'll be French, Malachi, Ordonio, Lindsay, and Malik Johnson. Cheatham, Stevens, Mitchell, Lynn, and Sanders for Dominguez. Into Malachi, back to French. 20 seconds to go. Double screen. French tries to penetrate. Loses it, gets it back, poked away, and into the hands of Lynn. Down to Mitchell. He lays it in. Ordonio the other way. Three ball is no good. Rebound, and that'll do it. Another heartbreaking loss for the Stanislaus State Warriors as Cal State Dominguez Hills comes in and comes from behind to defeat the Warriors by a final score of 74-69. Warriors had the ball, had multiple opportunities, and could not finish. And the inability to secure the defensive rebounds in the second half doom the Warriors as they fall to 12-13 overall. They are 8-11 in conference. Dominguez improves to 19-6, 15-4 in conference. And just another heartbreaking loss for Stanislaus. As Dominguez scores the final 6 points of the night, and they beat the Warriors by a final score of 74-69. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with a very abbreviated Cut Steakhouse post-game show. It is halftime or homecoming here, and it's about to get really loud in the Fitz. We'll be back with more Warrior basketball and the Cut Steakhouse halftime, post-game show. I'll get it all out, folks. I apologize. Right after this.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cut's Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cut's also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Back here at a very disappointed homecoming crowd at Fitzpatrick Arena. Final score, Dominguez Hills 74, Stanislaus 69. Final stats brought to you by Modesto Subaru. For Dominguez Hills, they shoot 26 of 64, 40.6%. They shoot 3 of 21 on threes, that's 14%, and they shoot 68% from the free throw line, 19 of 28. They took 22 free throws in the second half. Leading scorer for the Toros, Luke Lynn, 20 points, 18 in the second half on 7 of 10 shooting, 13 points for Deshaun Stevens, 12 for David Cheatham, 11 for J.J. Mitchell off the bench. He has had two huge games against the Warriors, 10 points for Josiah Sanders. For Stanislaus, they shoot 48% from the field, 7 of 19 on threes. For the first time this year, the Warriors outshoot a team from the three-point line and lose. They are 10 of 15 from the free throw line. Leading scorer for Stanislaus, Tyler Jordonia, had 16 points, had 4 triples all in the second half, 10 points apiece for the Johnson brothers, 8 points for Lloyd French, 7 for Donye Lindsay, 5 of those from the free throw line, 6 for Daniel Amaya. Warriors were out-rebounded 39-34, but that doesn't tell you the whole story. Dominguez with 21 offensive rebounds, the Warriors with 21 defensive rebounds. Leading rebounder for Dominguez, David Cheatham, had 9, 6 for Lynn, and 7 for Mitchell. 11 rebounds from Malik Johnson, so a double-double for Malik, his first as a Warrior, 10 points, 11 boards. Nobody else for Stanislaus had more than 4. Dominguez had 10 assists on 26 made baskets, one of their worst performances, assists to field goals made of the year, but they did it because of all the offensive rebounds, and we'll talk about second chance points in a second. Warriors, 15 assists on 26 made baskets. They moved the ball. They did what they wanted. They just couldn't get a defensive board. Warriors had 14 turnovers. Dominguez just 7. Dominguez just 2 turnovers in the second half. Dominguez shot 53% from the field in the second half, took 22 free throws, and only turned the ball over twice. That's how you come back and win, and that's why they are who they are. Some of the key final stats, points off turnovers, Dominguez plus 6. Points in the paint was even. Believe it or not, with 21 offensive rebounds, Dominguez only had 18 second chance points, but it felt like so many more than that. Dominguez was plus 12 in fast break points, and the benches were even at 19 apiece. Well, unless the Warriors make the CCAA tournament, this is going to be my final basketball broadcast of the year, as I will be out at baseball the rest of the weekend. Levi Flores will bring you all the action here for both the men's and women's game on Saturday afternoon, as the Warriors will have senior night, the final home game of the year at the Fitz, as they will take on Cal State LA. Levi will have the women's pregame show for you at 12:45, and then he will have the men's broadcast for you at 3. For those of you who want to check out some Warrior baseball, the Warriors are home all weekend long. They'll be home tomorrow. Notice the time correction. It is a 3 o'clock first pitch tomorrow from Warrior Baseball Field. I'll be on the air at 2:45 with Mike Stucker. Saturday doubleheader on the air at 12:45, first pitch at 1. That will be Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. This is the final Blue Chip Broadcasting radio game of the year, unless the Warriors make the CCAA tournament. And then the final game of that four-game baseball series will be Sunday at noon on the air at 11:45. Well, if this is our last basketball broadcast, I want to thank Coach Trev, Coach Santa Maria. They give me so much of their time to be as insightful as I can be. To Joe Danahy, who just does a great job at SID. Braden Woodward, who just does a phenomenal job. For Josh, who's been and Izzy have done a great job on the video production. We want to thank you all for watching and listening this year. Enjoy Levi's final broadcast here from the Fitz. Hopefully, folks, I will talk to you in 2 weeks from Pomona. The Warriors got a lot of work to do, and tonight's loss really, really stings. That'll do it here from the Fitz. The final score, Dominguez Hills 74, Stanislaus 69. Thanks so much, everybody, for watching and listening all year long. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Been listening to Stanislaus State Basketball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. And be sure to visit the archive page for past games. And thank you again for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.